Jimmy Allen.
Again, we return to Jimmy Allen's Arizona. Amazing things have been happening to Jimmy and Steve, who, with Spanish Eastside, have been held prisoners in a pirate stronghold near the mouth of the Canton River. Jimmy tries to signal a high-flying airplane by flashing a mirror in the sun and is caught by the notorious Duck Loon, Chief Lieutenant under Siamoy, Queen of the Pirates. A fight develops, and the boys are rescued from Duck Loon's vengeance by Siamoy in gratitude to Jimmy for saving her son, Ah Tong, from a gigantic jellyfish. Later the same day, the boys witness a barbaric ceremony held to bring good luck to the pirate fleet, which is about to sail on a raid. Just as the ceremony ends, a seaplane makes its appearance and tries to land in the harbor. Fired upon by the pirates, the unknown pirate attempts to take off, sails, and crashes. The boys rush to the wreck. To their amazement, they discover the occupant of the observer's cockpit is Flight Lewis, their old mechanic. Listen to what happens. Flight Lewis, you must be seeing things, Jim.
Flight Lewis? Blimey, it's impossible.
Well, come and see for yourself. If this isn't Flight Lewis, I'm not Jimmy Allen.
Great Scott, Jim. You're right. It is Flash.
Well, if I ain't glad to see him.
Oh, Flash. Flash, old boy, speak up. Speak up, Flash. You're hurt?
I don't think he's hurt. I believe he's just a little bit stunned. His face isn't cut any.
So wise, old Flash. Pick up those arms up just in time.
Come on, Steve. Let's pull him out of here.
Take it easy, boys.
Watch that leg.
Now we got him. Let's put it down here.
I'll look him over.
Okay, here's a good place.
Oh, Spanner, get a little water and throw on his face.
Right out, Mr. Allen.
Well, I don't think anything's wrong with his arms. Nor his legs either. Well, I don't think he's broken any bones.
All right, Governor, here's some water.
All right, dump it on his face.
He's coming too.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be all right.
Well, if this ain't the one. Now, at last, I've got somebody to argue with.
Well, it seems to me we've had enough of that anyway.
Well, where am I?
Oh, you're all right, Flash. You're among friends.
What are you... Oh, enough.
Come on, Flash. Come on, old kid. Look up here. Don't you see it? Don't you see who it is?
Who in the world? Well, Captain Patrick. If it ain't Steve Robinson. And Jimmy Allen.
Then,
oh, good old Flash. Gee, it's sure great to see you.
So help me, Flash. Ain't you going to say nothing to me? Don't you recognize me?
Jumping Jerusalem. That ain't my old sidekick, Spanner Seaside. How are you, you old Spanner Wendy?
Oh, I couldn't be any better, Flash.
How about Chris?
Chris? Who's Chris?
My pilot. Chris Landers. The fellow that threw me down here. It won't happen anyway. Did we catch up?
Boy, how say you did. We tried to get away, but couldn't make the grade.
I remember everything. Well, we just about tried to land when the somebody tried to land when the somebody started shooting at us. And we tried to keep going. Well, what about Chris?
I'm over here with him now, Flash. He's still unconscious. Come on, Jim. Stand up.
Roger,
okay.
Come
on,
get him out of there.
I'll take it easy now, Bill.
Here we come.
Get on the board.
Jim, get
under there.
Get out of the way.
Yeah.
All right, now.
Here. Let's put him down beside Flash.
I'm afraid he's jacked up pretty bad.
His face is cut some. He must have had his hands in the controls and couldn't get them up quick enough.
Oh, here's a massive bump on his forehead, Steve.
Yeah, that must have been where his head hit the instrument board.
Come on. We'll give him a good looking over.
I don't like the looks of this, Jim.
Well, what's the matter? You see, don't tell me.
No, Flash. No, I don't think he's seriously hurt. I'm a little bit worried about this left arm. It may be broken.
What do you think, Governor? Let's carry him up to our house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing to do. What about you, Flash? Can you walk?
Yeah, I think so, Steve. Wait a minute, and I'll see.
Here, Spen and I'll lift you up.
Hey, can you stand on your feet all right, Flash?
I'll be all right. Here, you fellas carry this. You're supposed to get a doctor around here?
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
I got a good first aid kit in the ship.
That'll help some.
I'll go get it.
Hey, it's in the rear cockpit, Banner.
What?
Rear cockpit, Banner.
Roger.
Hey, look. Here comes Sam Moore.
Yeah, I expected that. I'm surprised he didn't come before this.
Boy, it's a lucky thing that ship didn't hit any of the crowd. If it had killed a few people, it would have been bad for us.
Yeah, I guess that is lucky. But who is this time Moy? And what in the dickens are you fellas doing here anyway?
We'll tell you all about that later, Frank.
Well, Mr. Allen, Mr. Robertson, who are these men? This one is dead?
No, he isn't time Moy, but I think he's hurt too badly.
So, you know them?
We don't know this one, time Moy, but this other gentleman is Flash Lewis, who works for us.
Well, he works for you?
In Shanghai. He came over with us from America.
His friend should not have landed here.
But we didn't know they were going to land here.
That may be. I do not know. Perhaps you signal to him?
No, I assure you that we didn't do that.
May we carry this man up to our house and take care of him, Simon?
Yes, you may do that. But I warn you, I sail very soon on Big Red. You must not attempt escape. If you do, you will be caught.
Very well, Simon.
I go now. I return early tomorrow morning.
Goodbye, Simoy. And thank you.
Hey, who is this boy? Our Simoy.
She's Queen of the Pirates, Flash.
Not on St. Jonah, her berry. Queen of the Pirates? What have I got into, anyway?
You've fallen into a bad mess, Flash. I can tell you that. In fact, you've jumped from the frying pan into the fire.
Well, if that ain't my luck. Well, I've been in the fire ever since I hooked up with you, Steve, and that was over 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's about right, Flash.
All right, Governor, here's the first aid kit.
All right, Banner. We're going to need it.
How badly is that ship cracked up, Banner?
Well, the blasty thing is done for, if you ask me.
That ship will never be flown out of here, if that's what you're thinking about, Jim.
Something like that was on my mind, Flash.
Well, forget it. The bus is nothing but a heap of junk now.
Well, come on. Let's get going. Here, Jim. You, Banner. Get a hold of Lander's feet. I'll carry your shoulders.
Okay.
Come along now, Flash. We've got lots of things to talk over. What time have we got now, Jim?
It's 11 o'clock by my watch, Steve.
Yeah, I thought it must be about on the hour. That watch Mrs. Lamb is about on the hour.
How's Chris feeling now, Flash?
He's feeling a lot better now, Jim. I think he's going to snap out of it all right.
The lucky thing is you had that first aid kit, did you? At least we could clean up and bandage up all those cuts. I feel sure there won't be any blood poisoning anyway.
Well, what do you think about that arm, Steve?
I don't know, Flash. I'm rather worried about it. I'm not enough of a doctor to tell definitely whether it's broken or not. But if it isn't broken, you've got a terribly bad sprain.
Say, Flash, we've been talking about ourselves and how we got here and various methods of escape, but you haven't told us how you found this place.
That was just an accident, Jim. We were cruising around trying to find some place of a wrecked seaplane and saw this place. Chris thought it would be a good idea to land in and see if we could find out anything from the natives of the village.
Well, he didn't expect to find anybody here that could speak English, did he?
No, but Chris has been over here about 4 years, and he's picked up a lot of this Cantonese dialect. I've been out with him a lot, and he sure knows how to throw this lingo around.
Well, as it so happens, both Simon and her son speak good English, but I imagine that's the exception.
Tell us, Flash, what's going on in the outside world?
Well, there's a dickens of a hullabaloo raised about you fellas and Duroc.
Oh, there is, huh?
I'll say, the papers are just full of it. First, Duroc disappears, and then you and Jimmy
Come to look for him, and you disappear. Of course, Daniel, you got close to Hong Kong.
Sure, they knew that through Greystone.
Right. Just after this Lieutenant Greystone talked to you, he flew straight back to Hong Kong. And then when you fellas didn't show up that night, they got worried.
Where'd you get this ship?
At the Longshore Flying School in Canton. Landers is an instructor there. I got friendly with him when you two fellas disappeared, and he asked me if I would like to come with him to look for you. Of course, I grabbed the chance.
Are there a lot of planes around looking for us, Frank?
I'll say there are. Why, there must be 40 or 50 ships using Hong Kong as our base. Not only that, but the United States Navy is sending up a squadron of seaplanes from Manila.
Clear from the Philippine Islands, eh?
Yeah, and two National Airways ships are on their way from Shanghai.
Well, can you tie that?
And what's more, all American, British, and French naval boats around these parts are out on special patrol.
Jiminy Christmas.
It's sure strange that some vessel hasn't popped into this harbor.
I have a hunch that this is a hard place to locate from the water.
We've seen several planes in the air, but I guess none of them have spotted anything here to arouse their suspicion.
Well, no, I guess there isn't anything for them to see with your amphibian and that wreck under cover.
If they'll only leave the wreck of your ship out on the shore there, somebody will spot us in the air before long.
They're too smart for that, Jim.
I guess so. This Cy Moore is no fool, that's a thing.
Hey, what about this Durant? If his wrecked ship here, where's he?
That's what we'd like to know. We haven't seen a trace of him around this village. We've been around to wander about at will.
Do you suppose he's dead?
Well, I'm afraid so, sir.
I say, Governor, I think Chris is getting a bit of a fever. His head feels beastly hot.
Oh, great Scott, a fever, and that's bad. Maybe that arm is infected.
Are you sure he's got a fever, Spanner?
Say, suppose you come over and take a look, Mr. Robertson.
Yeah, I'll do that, Spanner. Say, isn't there some quinine in that first aid kit?
Sure there is. They all carry quinine pills around these parts.
Well, we'll have to give him some right away.
What was that?
Sounded like a knock on the door.
There it goes again.
Go ahead. Open the door. Be quiet about it.
Okay.
Who is it, Jim?
It's a native. Hey, what do you want, fellow?
Is he alone?
Yeah, he's alone.
Now, bring him in. Close the door after you.
Okay, Steve.
All right, now. What do you want?
Your cargo. Monsieur Jimmy Allen is mistaken. I am not a native. My name is Jerome Durand.
This is a surprise. Disguised as a native, Jerome Durand, the lost French pilot, emerges from the blackness of the Oriental night. Many more surprises are in store for you. Don't miss them.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.